In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the hymn, Luther speaks to us of the loving mercy of Christ coming in richest mercy. And that is what we find in a double way in today's gospel. That the 11, as St. Mark calls them, ever managed to get to the place where their risen Lord appeared to them at all is in itself a miracle of God's gracious and tender mercy. In the days of his earthly ministry, Jesus had chosen 12 to follow him in preparation for apostolic ministry. 12 tribes, 12 patriarchs, 12 thrones, representing the fullness of the people the Lord gathers to himself to be his own. One Israel of God, a royal priesthood, a particular people, a nation of priests, doing him reverent service. But here, after the resurrection, they are no longer the 12, but the 11 instead. For one has been lost, the son of perdition. The 12 has become the 11, and like St. Matthew, Mark makes a particular point of that. The number of the 12 remains to be brought again to its fullness, as it will be after Jesus ascends and before the Holy Spirit comes. But the choosing of Matthias and the filling up of the number of the 12 does not even then bring the end of it. It is only the beginning. And added to the number are Barnabas and Paul and Apollos and Timothy and all the others right down to right here and right now. All those called and set apart to do what Jesus now gives the 11 to proclaim to the whole creation. It does not end with the 12 either in the first generation or since. You are here at this place this morning because you understand yourselves to be or already have been declared to be of the number of those who are called and sent as they were. That they are there, where Jesus risen appears among them, is of course no credit to them. As Mark reminds us, their first hearing of that word so soon to be entrusted to them, the gospel of the risen Christ, met in them with doubts and unbelief. This ties in with what Matthew tells us about that same scene, the blending in them both of the adoration of Christ and doubts. So it is that Jesus reproves them for their unbelief and their hardness of heart. That is about as strong an indication as we could look for that it is never to them that we are to look for certainty of conviction or for faith built upon their experience. As though the real problem in that day or any day were a problem of communication with the creation, and the answer, a more credible clergy. Confidence in them is one thing. Confidence in what they are called and set apart to announce and teach and administer is quite another. Confidence of them is always confidence misplaced, for in themselves they are weak in faith, stubborn, and hard of heart. And you and I are of their number, counted together with them also in this regard. Confidence in what they and we are called and ordained and set apart to announce and offer is something else altogether. It is confidence in him who institutes and blesses his apostles and apostolic ministers and sends them to go where he will put them in all the world, and there proclaim what he has given them to say and to give what sacramental gifts he has given them to offer. What comes of that is faith. Faith which, as Mark reminds us, is always so closely linked to the sacrament of holy baptism. For those who have not yet received it, the proclamation of the gospel points forward to baptism as the point of delivery of the benefits of Christ's sufferings and death for us by our being buried together with him in the death he died for us. And for all of us who have been baptized long since, it is toward the preaching and teaching by which baptism and the Lord to whom it joins us are remembered and glorified and extolled, and confidence in him and what he gives and the way by which he gives it are made strong and firm, even as our knowing we have been baptized is strong and firm. Here, as Luther puts it, we have enough to learn and practice to keep us busy for the rest of our lives. Just simply learning to believe what baptism promises and brings: victory over death and the devil, victory over the serpents, forgiveness of sins, the grace of God, the entire Christ, and the Holy Spirit and all his gifts. And when we too are rightly upbraided for our slowness to believe, when sin and conscience oppress us, we strengthen ourselves and take comfort in what he has done and given. In spite of it all, I am baptized. And if I am baptized, it is promised me that I shall be saved and have eternal life. And so I will believe, and so I will preach. In the name of Jesus, amen.